Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. It is Friday in ordinary time, proper 7 in the church calendar. If you do have a prayer request, as always, you can go to bendmoremusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and joy to pray for you and with you. We are in a giving campaign here at Morning Prayer. We're looking to raise $3,000, and thank you for giving. Thank you for sowing into this ministry. Lord bless you. You can go to bendmoremusic.com/donate and find out more information. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise and hallelujah, thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise and, oh, praise and hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise and hallelujah. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice. Ye lights of evening, find a voice. Oh, praise and, oh, praise and hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Things their Creator bless and worship Him in humbleness. Oh, praise and hallelujah. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise and, oh, praise and hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, praise the Father, praise the Son, and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for Fridays. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen. Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, Lord. Let my cry for help come to you. Do not hide your face from me when I am in distress. Turn your ear to me when I call. Answer me quickly. For my days vanish like smoke. My bones burn like glowing embers. My heart is blighted and withered like grass. I forget to eat my food. In my distress, I groan aloud and am reduced to skin and bones. I am like a desert owl, like an owl among the ruins. I lie awake. I have become like a bird alone on a roof. All day long, my enemies taunt me. Those who rail against me use my name as a curse. For I eat ashes as my food and mingle my drink with tears. Because of your great wrath, for you have taken me up and thrown me aside. My days are like the evening shadow. I wither away like grass. But you, Lord, sit enthroned forever. Your renown endures through all generations. You will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to show favor to her. The appointed time has come. For her stones are dear to your servants. Her very dust moves them to pity. The nations will hear the name of the Lord. All the kings of the earth will reveal your glory. For the Lord will rebuild Zion and appear in his glory. He will respond to the prayer of the destitute. He will not despise their plea. Let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. The Lord looked down from his sanctuary on high. From heaven he viewed the earth to hear the groans of the prisoners and release those condemned to death. So the name of the Lord will be declared in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem when the peoples and the kingdoms assemble to worship the Lord. In the course of my life, he broke my strength. He cut short my days. So I said, "Do not take me away, my God, in the midst of my days. Your years go on through all generations. In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing you will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you."
You remain when all else fades away. You remain, you remain, you remain. You remain when all else fades away. You remain. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen.
Our scripture lesson is Acts 7, 17-29. As the time drew near for God to fulfill his promise to Abraham, the number of our people in Egypt had greatly increased. Then a new king, to whom Joseph meant nothing, came to power in Egypt. He dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our ancestors by forcing them to throw out their newborn babies so that they would die. At that time Moses was born, and he was no ordinary child. For 3 months he was cared for by his family. When he was placed outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him and brought him up as her own son. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action. When Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his own people, the Israelites. He saw one of them being mistreated by an Egyptian, so he went to his defense and avenged him by killing the Egyptian. Moses thought that his own people would realize that God was using him to rescue them, but they did not. The next day, Moses came upon two Israelites who were fighting. He tried to reconcile them by saying, "Men, you are brothers. Why do you want to hurt each other?" But the man who was mistreating the other pushed Moses aside and said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" When Moses heard this, he fled to Midian, where he settled as a foreigner and had two sons.
This is the word of the Lord, thanks be to God. This is the word of the Lord, thanks be to God. This is the word of the Lord, thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Friday in Ordinary Time, Proper 7. O Lord, make us have perpetual love and reverence for your holy name, for you never fail to help and govern those whom you have set upon the sure foundation of your loving kindness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. Pray specifically for those in your life. Say their names out loud. Listen for them, that if the Lord would speak to you anything that you could share with them. Enter in for them. Stand in the gap. Begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations.
Speak to us, Lord. We need to hear you. We need to hear your voice.
Let's pray for our families, our immediate families, our extended families, whatever that means in your life today.
Speak to us, Lord, we need to hear you. Speak to us, Lord, we need to hear you.
Let's pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord lays on your heart. And let's pray for our enemies, bless those who curse us. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. It changes us, it changes them, and it changes the circumstance. Today we want to pray for those who have lingering sickness, serious or light, whatever it is. If it's lingering around, may today be the day where it gets out, that it is healed and gone. In the name of Jesus, we agree and thank you that you are moving even now to cure, to heal lingering sicknesses. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved. You are cared for. You are carried into this weekend. No matter what is coming, good, bad, indifferent, boring, full of life, full of heartache, whatever it is, you are filled with the Spirit and you have the power to overcome. In the name of Jesus, amen. Thank you for praying with me this week. Let's pray together again next week. Thank you for giving. Thank you for sowing into morning prayer during this giving campaign. BenwardMusic.com/donate. Thank you. Bless you.